Yo, what's good, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, coming at you live with another dose of truth serum straight to your soul. Today we're diving deep into something kinda counterintuitive, self-compassion. I know, sounds like some hippie mumbo-jumbo, right? Like, self-love is all over TikTok and Instagram, but this is different. This is about ditching the toxic self-criticism, cutting out that inner voice that's always raining on your parade, and learning to treat yourself with the same damn kindness you'd offer your best friend after a bad breakup. Ever feel like you're your own worst enemy? Like that inner critic is constantly judging your every move, turning even small mistakes into epic failures? Yeah, we all know that feeling. It's like that one meme where Drake looks disgusted at the wrong option and then intensely approves of the right one, except in this case, the right option is just being kind to yourself. Alright, so let's break down 5 key takeaways that can literally change your life. Number 1. Self-compassion isn't about weakness or giving up. It's about recognizing that everyone messes up, everyone stumbles, and sometimes life throws curveballs you didn't even see coming. It's about accepting those imperfections, flaws, and yeah, even the epic fails as part of the human experience. Think of it like this. You wouldn't bash your bestie for tripping and falling in public, right? You'd probably laugh it off, help them up, and maybe even offer a pep talk. Same goes for you. Treat yourself with that same level of understanding and support. Number 2. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. This is huge, Gen Z. You're not perfect, and that's okay. You don't have to be killing it 24/7, crushing every goal, and having a flawlessly curated Insta feed to be worthy of love and respect, including your own. Remember that meme where the cat's chilling on the keyboard while the laptop screen shows an epic gamer fail? That's self-compassion in action, acknowledging that sometimes you just gotta chill, breathe, and laugh it off. Number 3. Practice active self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are cool. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think about what genuinely makes you feel good, whether it's spending time in nature, jamming to your favorite tunes, reading a good book, or just having a chill night in with friends. Schedule those things into your week like you would any other important appointment. Number 4. Cultivate mindfulness. This one can be tricky, but trust me, it's worth it. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, without judgment. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, but don't get caught up in them. It's like watching a movie. You're aware of what's happening, but you're not directly involved. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few moments each day to simply observe your surroundings without distractions. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself in words and actions. This means ditching the negative self-talk, celebrating your wins big and small, and treating yourself with the same respect and compassion you'd offer to anyone else you care about. Think about that time when you really bombed a presentation or completely messed up a project. What did that inner voice say? Was it supportive? Encouraging? Or was it throwing shade like your own personal TikTok critic? Now imagine replacing those harsh critiques with words of kindness and understanding. Hey, I know this didn't go as planned, but I'm proud of myself for trying. Let's learn from this and come back stronger next time. That's the power of mindful self-compassion. It shifts your perspective, rewires your brain, and ultimately allows you to show up in the world with more confidence, resilience, and authenticity. You deserve that, Gen Z. You got this. Remember that friend who always gives off major, "I woke up like this" vibes? The one who seems effortlessly cool, confident, and just radiates good energy? Yeah. Chances are they've mastered the art of self-compassion. It's like their secret weapon, giving them that unshakable sense of peace even when life throws curveballs their way. They don't let setbacks define them, they learn from them, dust themselves off, and keep moving forward. And remember, This isn't about becoming a pushover or letting people walk all over you. This is about setting healthy boundaries, standing up for yourself when needed, but always doing so with kindness and respect. It's about knowing your worth and treating yourself accordingly. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch the self-criticism. Embrace that inner badass and start practicing mindful self-compassion today. You deserve to feel good about yourself, inside and out. Hit me up in the DMs with your thoughts. Tag this episode on your TikTok, or even stitch it with your own take. Let's build a community of supportive, compassionate Gen Z warriors who are ready to conquer the world, one mindful act of self-love at a time. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like it's your new favorite obsession. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.